Blog Talk Radio.
To honoring the true and only living creator God. There is no other God. He is the great I Am, the great Yahweh, the great Ancient of Days. And now is the time, beloved, to let our mind, bodies, and souls be refreshed and renewed in our relationship with this great, wonderful, and magnificent God, our Father. And yes, His precious and beautiful Son, Jesus the Christ, is our Prince of Peace, our wonderful Messiah and Savior. He is Jesus the Christ. Where on this fire gospel experience, Jesus the Christ is unashamedly, unequivocally, and unapologetically declared to be the only Redeemer, the only acceptable Lamb of God. He is the only chosen one. Listen, with the keys of life, death, hell, the grave, but more importantly, to our beautiful eternal life. He is our only hope and light for this lost, dark, and dying world that we're living in. Praise the Lord. I'm your purpose and power-driven host, Ron E. Jefferson, and I'm here to bring you the most uplifting spiritual soul inspirations, as well as some of the most anointed gospel music that has ever been made and ever been played. And if you don't go nowhere, I'll prove everything I just said. Fire. Your gospel experience will light, ignite, and fan those flames that's in your spirit, man, woman, boy, or girl, so that you can become that victorious believer in Jesus the Christ. Listen, God is not a respected person. He's just looking for a humble heart to worship and fellowship with him in spirit and truth. We will be embracing for our spiritual uplift and invigoration from the book of James, chapter 1, verse 19, where we read that we are instructed by the Lord Jesus' half-brother James in our efforts to portray Christ-like character in very practical ways. Unfortunately, I'm just being honest, many of us have reversed this scenario to be swift to speak and slow to hear. But as we continue to yearn and grow into our spiritual fulfillment, we will see and understand the impactful meaning of knowing the difference of listening and hearing. We will gain this wonderful insight and may possibly prevent creating our own problems when we take the time to allow God's fruitful nature to manifest in each one of us day by day. We're going to be talking about two ears and one mouth from the book of James. Two ears, that's right, and one mouth. My special guest is here, awesome young, vibrant, millennial woman of God. She's got so much energy. She is a fellow broadcaster. She is media hostess. Lee Ann Foster is here. And we're going to talk about whatever she wants to talk about. I told her, I said, I dare you to share what's in your spirit right now. And that's what we'll be discussing in a very spiritual, practical way on this fire gospel experience. Amen. Goes right there. Holy Spirit God, have your way. Thank you for lighting the fuse that's about to set the internet and the radio airwaves on Holy Ghost sanctified fire. Yes, Lord, blessed be the rock. That rock is none other than the Lord Jesus. Don't you know that that is a rock where you can build the foundation of your whole life on? I'm not talking about something that I heard about. I'm not talking about what somebody else said. I'm telling you what I know for myself. Jesus, he is that blessed rock. Thank you, woman of God, Renee. Now listen to this. I'll be practicing my Hebrew words and my Greek words when I'm studying my Bible. And this woman of God is Renee Bethina Eduwo. Yeah, better known as gospel artist Renee. So y'all might have to practice that. But listen, I speak in tongues of a biblical pronunciation. And I can pronounce your name because I love playing Scrabble. And I'm a writer. Y'all know I'm an author. And speaking is what I do. So woman of God, Renee Bethina Eduwo, thank you for singing this fire gospel experience and starting to boss on fire, fire, fire. That's how we do it right here. This beautiful woman of God, I'm just happy to have her here with me. She is such a fireball for Jesus. Y'all know I be looking for y'all. I had to bring her on. I had to find her. I was like, Lord Jesus, who is this young woman of God doing her thing with so much joy and fire? I have got to have her on. So I am just happy to have this woman of God that has worked at the Rep Zone live show, and she's doing her thing in so many different ways. It is certainly my pleasure to have on for this fire gospel experience, inspiration, giving God praise, giving God glory and honor, and uplifting you in your spiritual walk. Woman of God, Lee Ann Foster is here on this fire gospel experience. Yes, she is. I got it right here. Thank you, woman of God, Lee Ann Foster, for joining me on Fire the Gospel Experience. How you be?
I be well. I am truly, truly blessed and honored for you to have even thought of me to have the moment to spend with you and your listening audience. So thank you for having me.
Amen. Listen, I was just so impressed with the just joy of Jesus that you had, your cheeks was just blew out with just joy and smiles. And I'm like, my God, see, that's what it's really all about. We don't have to try to fake it till we make it. We don't fabricate it. We don't imitate it. We don't pretend. What God has done for us, no one else could do. And as a result of that, we have this great joy. So we're here for Kingdom Collaboration, woman of God. Why don't you share with this listening audience that is always eager to hear who I have next on this Fire Gospel Experience, and I know you weren't disappointed. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself? You can start wherever you like.
Absolutely. Well, again, I cannot thank you enough. And when you said joy, the joy of the Lord is my strength, when I tell you, that's right. There's a testimony that only I can give, because the relationship with God is the one that only I could have. And so you might can tell a little bit of my story, but you cannot praise me through my testimony. So I am excited to be here. And who am I? Well, I'm telling you, I come from the humble upbringings of two, oh my goodness, brilliant, insightful parents that just reared me with a foundation, loving the Lord. And here in Knoxville, Tennessee, I actually stand here in the city, in the state, as I speak to you today. And and so I am in my hometown, but I grew up here with my parents, who, that's a story within itself. I can't wait to share it with you. But beautiful spirit of people. Yeah. And so I've been in Atlanta for probably a little over 20 years. And, and there I've been in public service. Everything I do, Ron, I tell you, while it looks like I may have had a vast professional background, everything that I do is always geared towards loving other people and serving other people. So I am a servant leader at heart. I am a person that it's not just about me. And so it's a little hard to sometimes talk about me because I know the story is so much bigger than me. But if I need to use my platform and I need to show someone the demonstration that what God does for me, he can do for you, then I will go ahead and say, God has been really, really good to me. And so I'm an author, and I have an anthology, and it's called I Am Woman. And it has over 20 women that told their story from tribulation to triumph. And you can see that on Amazon. So, so I'm an author. I'm a speaker. I go out and the fabric and DNA of who I am is I love people. I love people. Amen. I love God, and I love people. That is what I do. That is who I am. I just want to be light in a dark world. And so that's my whole ministry. Whether you see me on a red carpet at a movie premiere, bowling on the lanes and beating somebody or whatever. you know, that's something about my parents. We grew up bowling. So whatever, wherever you see me, my prayer and my mandate from God is to make sure that when you see me, you see the Jesus in me. And so that's really just who I am. But I've been blessed to have platforms such as my radio show and some different other ventures and opportunities that I've been blessed with. But other than that, I'm just a simple girl doing simple things.
Lord Jesus, don't even try it. You are doing mighty and wonderful things for our God. But you know what? That's how God measures who he decides to choose. And I certainly can't predict it. But what I've noticed, the common thread that we have is that we are just people that we just try to keep life as simple as we possibly can. And the majority of us, when we see that God has this unction and this calling on our life, we're looking around and wondering and say, God, are you sure? Because we're not the ones that's egotistical. We're not the ones that's trying to build a big name for ourselves. And that's just how God does. He'll take those folks that's way, way in the back, and he'll call us to the front and say, listen, would you please consider doing this for me? And we say, yes, Lord, we certainly will do it. So I say yes. I say yes.
Absolutely.
At my word.
I say yes.
Amen. And you know what? The thing that I'm learning, Sister Leanne, is that even when there is circumstances, even when my body may be a little restless or fatigued, or maybe not even in the best emotional or even intellectual space, I still draw from within my soul a yes. See, I bypass everything else and ask my soul to agree with me so that I can be ready to say yes to whatever it is God wants me to do. Amen?
Amen and amen. That is the truth. And like you said, even in emotional turmoil, to be honest with you, if we would have had this conversation 7 days ago, the truth of the matter is I probably would have had to push a little harder. I have been in a space of emotionally just struggling where I'm asking, I have a spiritual leader, and I said, did God put me on call block? Did he put me on call block? Because I am tapping in, and I am screaming out like, Lord, you have to come and rescue me. You have to do a thing. And he's not answering, but he wasn't answering the way that I thought he was going to answer. But what I know about my God is that he's answered 100% of the time. Like 100% of the time, he has not failed me yet. He do it? I mean, even in those moments where you don't know how something's going to happen, you don't know how a bill is going to be paid, you don't know the outcome, you just don't know. And you know if God doesn't do it, it's just not going to get done. But then he comes to your rescue, and rescue different for everybody. Sometimes rescue looks like rest. Sometimes rescue is a relief. sometimes rescue is a good shaking and jolting, telling you that, you know, you can't stay in this place. And however you get there, he breathes new life into you and gives you new hope. And with that hope, you push for another day. And so I that is my testimony and my testament to how good he is. He has not failed me yet.
And he never will, because he's God.
And never will.
Here's one thing that I want to really get your take on, but I also want to impress this upon our listeners. Because, see, I was on Clubhouse earlier today, and we were just talking about the things that we Christians go through. And I need to continue to voice this, is that when trouble comes, it's being allowed by God. It had to have permission from God to come to us. So that means God is overseeing everything in our lives. Ooh, we get so happy when it's harvest time and we're in a season of blessings. Or we get so happy. But what I have learned is to stay steady in my Christian walk, so that when trouble comes, instead of saying, Lord, take me out of this, I've learned to say, Lord, take me through this. Because when God takes us through the trouble, he gets the glory, because there are people that are looking at us, finger pointing and talking about, oh, see there, just like they did Job. You must have brought this on yourself. Karma is back to see you. No. What God is doing is he's allowing trouble on some of our lives, and we all going to get some in different measures, so that God can use us as trophies of his grace. He is going to use us to show the world that trouble don't last always. And then how did you keep that joy when we know that you was going through sickness, you was going through financial hardship, you was going through the loss of a loved one, you was going through unemployment? It's because, like you just got through saying, woman of God, the joy of the Lord is our strength. So would you share with us about how you were able to manifest this joy even when trouble was knocking at your front door?
Absolutely. Well, I tell you, we have a father of free will, and he will not force himself on us. He is very gentlemanly, and so he just tells you, I am here. When you're ready, I am here. So in those days where I wanted to live life according to Leanne, and I wanted to do as I did, and I kept finding myself in these troubled spaces where I put all my eggs in the man's basket, you know, and I'm just dependent on man and people to give me what I need, and I kept coming up disappointed. So that brings me to Psalm 118 and 8, where it said, where he talks about, you know, hey, you got to put your belief in me. Like, it's me. It's me that's going to bring you out. You know, don't put your faith in man. And so after I have had some relationships, broken marriage, married my high school sweetheart, and I thought I was going to die with his last name. I'm telling you, Ron, when I tell you, from 16 to 26, I ate, breathed, lived man.
Lord Jesus.
When it didn't work out, you know, my life was set on this trajectory where it just wasn't looking good. I already had a little bit of the spirit of suicide on me. So that was always a way out. That was always a plan B. If A didn't work, I could always plan B. And plan B was, how do I just not be here? Because I didn't want to be on this earth without this man. And so, you know, it took a lot of relearning, unlearning, and just really getting in the presence of God for him to say, hey. That wasn't his responsibility to love you like I love you. That wasn't his responsibility. You gave him too much credit, and you put too much pressure on him to do what only I can do for you. You can't seek this type of love from anyone else. And so as I journeyed through that and was able to heal and grow, still stumbled on myself because I still thought, well, you know, I can some of these good ideas I can turn into God ideas, but what I've learned is, once again, don't lean into my own wisdom.
Amen.
Don't lean into my own because, you know, emotions are very fickle.
Ooh,
and we find ourselves just walking in situations that we thought would come out, and they just destroy us. So at some point, I had to say, God, I surrender.
Amen.
Here I am.
Yeah.
I have never experienced a love like yours. And I just had to make that decision that I wanted him to love me and to take that pressure off anybody else to love me only the way that God can love me. And
that's
then I
beautiful.
Became more patient with people. I have compassion for people. I have empathy for people. And I just don't, you know, I don't make people who are Hondas try to perform like God, who's a Ferrari. You know what I'm saying? That you just can't, you know, they don't have it in them. And so once you recognize that, you just give people space and grace. And so for that, that's how you maintain your joy. You maintain your joy because you know it's coming from God, and he's brought us through 100% of the time, and he's not going to let us down now. He's God. He's not man that he can lie. And so if he said it, it will come forth. And so that is where my joy comes from. That doesn't mean I don't get sad. That doesn't mean I don't have moments of uncertainty. That doesn't even mean that sometimes my faith won't get shaken. But when I take myself out of that emotional place and place myself back in that principle-driven place where it says, but who did God say he was? But what did God say he would do for you? That brings me back to my joy. And so joy is not temporal like happy. Happy is a very conditional state.
It is.
Happy is a word that can come. Yeah, you know, I'm happy 1 minute, and then the next minute I'm in this space. But joy is something internal. When I see hell going on around me, you know,
I still know that
the joy of the Lord is my strength.
Amen. Yes, amen. I love it. I love it. I'm over here taking notes. I told you I'd be taking notes, man. When you anointed, gifted people of God come in, and then once I start this bad boy off on fire, then I pass y'all the microphone. Y'all get warmed up, and then next thing I know, y'all on fire and y'all hot, and I love it. So I'm taking notes. Now, you said you give people enough space and grace, and I am going to hold on to that. I promise you I am going to keep that. Because you just added another piece to my understanding. And see, I am the first best beneficiary when you all come on this platform. Y'all be thanking me for the platform, but I be thanking y'all for coming on and letting you all share the Jesus that's in y'all. Because, see, I can tell when somebody is anointed. I can tell when somebody has been reading, studying their Bible, when they've been meditating and spending quiet time alone with God, because You need to understand something, listeners. We are a workmanship created in Christ Jesus, and that comes one day at a time, one moment at a time, one decision at a time, because we don't always get it right. But we have learned and are learning from our mistakes. Our mistakes are only failures when we miss the lesson and the wisdom that's supposed to come from those mistakes. A mistake is only a mistake if you let it stay that way. I have to ask myself, well, what did I do wrong? What could I have done better? Jesus, would you please take the wheel and take my hands off the wheel so you can guide me in the right way? That's all I want to know. Now, I dared you. I said, woman of God, I dare you to say what's in your spirit that you've been holding on to and you about to bust. Can't even hold it in no more. So now, woman of God, what's in your spirit that you would really just like to really just bless us with some truth and some knowledge and understanding? We can take it. We all grown in Jesus. Come on with it.
We're all grown in Jesus. Well, let me tell you, one of my big, big things is accountability. And I feel that, no, I don't feel, there is evidence that because we as a people, whether you want to talk about our earth mate, whether you want to get a little more intimate and talk about culturally and ethnicity, we continue to fail because we won't be accountable. We have become so comfortable in mess that we will waddle in it, we will excuse it, we'll have every reason why we cannot achieve greatness. And that just keeps us from being great. That just keeps us held hostage to a mindset and a mentality that when God bless us, we don't even see it as a blessing. When he
oh,
gives
Lord.
Us everything that we need, we look the other way and say, but it ain't what I wanted, you know. And
oh,
we, you know, he equips us with knowledge and resources and tools and people all around us that will come in and just say, you want to know it? I have information for you to go and walk this thing out. Because what we know about our fathers, he wasn't lazy. He wasn't slothful.
That's right. That's
He's
right.
not a lazy, slothful God. Jesus wasn't lazy. He performed
no.
work, you know. And so we, as individuals, we don't want to do the work. We want to figure out how I get here. The work harder, not smarter has become so cliche that we went past we went past what we needed to grasp onto. Yes, you don't necessarily have to go the long way, but you got to do all the steps. You gotta take the stairs up to the higher level. You can't get on the elevator for this one. And so accountability has been lacking. So whether we're talking about the church where we allow people to just wallow in sin, not that we're coming from a judgment place because we've all walked a walk in wilderness. But when you love your brother and sister, you love people to correction. You don't allow people to feel like they are comfortable in being less than. And so in every aspect of my life, whether it's in my family, whether it's working with other people professionally, in my friendships, I'm the one that drives. I'm the one that they're saying, oh my gosh, just let me breathe. Give me a moment. She's so tough. She's so this. And I'm like, no, baby, I see your greatness. And
come
you
on,
have to
on.
Be great because it's in you, and I'm going to hold you accountable. So when you do not perform at your greatness, I want you to say out of your mouth that you just aren't great. I don't want you to give me an excuse. I want you to say, I don't want to be great. I want you to own it. I want you to say it. And so when we talk about church and when we decide what scripture we're going to abide by, whether we decide what scripture what population of people we want to beat up on, but we leave the overeaters and the gossipers and the liars and the cheaters, and we leave all those people out and go and focus our attention to one, we're not being accountable.
Mm-hmm.
We're not
Thank
being accountable.
You. I appreciate
and so
that.
It affects us in every area that we have
it
to
does.
Learn to be accountable.
Mm. Amen. Lord Jesus, you said such a mouthful. I almost feel like we can wrap up the show right there on that right there, because that's going to give folks a whole lot to think about right there. Amen. I would just like to jump in there and just share with you and see what your thoughts is on this, because mine, I guess you could say, is kind of in line with what you just got through talking about yourself. And what I would like to really, really speak on and get it out there so that we can pay attention to this and resolve some things that have been too long lingering in the body of Christ, in the minds of men and in the minds of women, which prompted me, Holy Spirit led me to write my first two books, Listen to the Men, Think for Yourself, for the ladies primarily, and those that love ladies and have women in their lives that they want to see grow and prosper. And then my second one primarily for men, The Man Code, Being a Man of Purpose on Purpose, for those men and the people that love men and want to see men prosper, love, and grow. It is division. You just got to be talking about accountability. And we still haven't resolved this issue that started with our original parents, Adam and Eve. We are still at each other's proverbial throats trying to overcome one another when we are here to not compete with one another, but to complement one another. There are many factors involved with this. I do understand that. But we are not looking at the root. See, we're looking at the fruit of our contention and not looking at the root of our contentions. First of all, we need to understand that there is an intruder in our lives. He slid in the form of a serpent, and he caused the divisions that have kept us at odds with each other ever since. So my thing is, when are we going to learn to understand that unity is the only way to go? I don't care about being right. I don't care about having the last word. Only thing I care about is where is the truth and how do we apply it?
Uh-huh. Amen. Absolutely. Absolutely. Amen. That's a mouthful,
Amen.
Brother Ron.
Okay. Now, I'm going to say this.
So, mm-hmm.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
No. Go ahead, please. I'm sorry.
I'm going to say this because we are lingering too long on this word of submission. I'm going to say that I certainly believe in equal rights. There have been abusive men down through the centuries that have abused their positions, misused their position, and have caused great harm and damage to women throughout ages and generations. But when the Bible is talking about submission, it's just talking about an orderly way to function. There's only one steering wheel in a car. But that don't mean that the man has to be the only one to drive. And you can have a whole carload of people, and everybody can have a driver's license, which means they've been trained and they are qualified to operate that vehicle. But there's only one steering wheel because it's going to be chaos and it's going to be an accident if there's more than one steering wheel. Now, a wise driver, if he's driving cross country, he's not going to try to take it upon himself when he knows there are other qualified drivers that can help him. The Bible declares it's not good for man to drive alone. Oop, excuse me, I'm sorry. It said that it's not good for man to be alone. That means driving, that means living, that means raising these children, that means working, that means spending this money, saving this money, investing this money. It's not good for us to do that alone. We need help. God said it, and I believe it. But what has happened is women have been taken advantage of, and this feminist movement has moved in to try to create a sense of balance. But also sometimes this seeking a balance has been overwhelmed with a desire now to dominate. So unfortunately, this competitiveness between the genders have even filtered down into the church, into the believers. And my message is that we cannot allow the secular thoughts of this world and the systems of this world to come in and cause us to be contentious with one another. So it's going to take a breakthrough. It's going to take God, but it's going to take a willing ear. And that's what we're talking about two ears and one mouth. And my special guest, woman of God, Leanne Foster, I'm sure she's going to have something to say about James 1 and 19. We need to be swift to hear and slow to speak. But we got it twisted. We got it all the way around. But that's okay. You tuned in to Fire the Gospel Experience, and we're going to get it straight one way or another. Here's woman of God, Shonda, letting you know you can let them talk, because guess what? You're listening while they're talking. And then if they're saying something they ain't got no business saying, let them talk. You know why? Because God has got our back. Hallelujah.
They don't know about them. No way they know.
Come on, fucking girl.
They don't know about them. No way they know about them.
You are listening to Fire, the gospel explosion where the praises are going up and the worries are going away. Playing for you the best and the newest gospel music on the planet and the most inspiring encouragement under God's heaven. Keep tuning in and bless your family, your friends, and your coworkers by telling them about Fire.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We ain't worried about what they saying about us. Let them talk. They talk about our Lord Jesus all the time. Thank you, woman of God, Chandra, Chandra. Let them talk. It don't matter. You just keep doing what you're doing in the name of Jesus the Christ. And I promise you, God is going to take care of everything else. I am here with woman of God, Leanne Foster. And we're just having a spiritual conversation. We're just talking about what we need to talk about, telling some gospel truth. I would like for you, woman of God, to just share with us. We're talking about being swift to hear and slow to speak. And I'm so convinced we got that around. That's one of my issues when it comes to the divisions that I just spoke about before the music break that men and women have. We have this different understanding of even communicating. When some women say, let's talk, most men will automatically draw up because it's like, oh, Lord, she just wants to complain. It's nothing edifying. That's what we think. I'm just being honest. It's going to be some complaints. It's going to be something that's going to be one-sided. And then anytime I try to interject, she's going to say, but I ain't finished, and then keep on talking. So I'm going to feel like I'm being tied to a chair, and I can't say a word. I feel like I'm being interrogated by the police. Take that spotlight off my face. It's hot in here. So when women, I've noticed, when we say we want to talk, it's almost like it don't matter what we say. It's like some women, and I'm going to say some women, they are prepared for a fight because it's like whatever he got to say, I don't want to hear it, or I got an answer for him already. What I've noticed, woman of God, is that these women, and I'm not excluding women because men are in the same condition, but I'm speaking about women right now, is that there are women that are still hurting from past relationships. They've been scarred, they've been wounded, and they are sensitive to certain situations and certain words that's being spoken to them so that they are ready to defend themselves against any further pain. And I understand that. But that does not address the pain. All that does is keep the pain encapsulated in an area that is still causing them affliction. So I just share all of that because I am really concerned about how we are going to be set free. Now, I'm sure that you've had your times of trouble. You shared about unsuccessful marriage. I have unfortunately had that experience as well. But what would you like to share to, I'm going to say, the sisters about finding their way to freedom?
Thank you so much, Brother Ron, and thank you for trusting me that the information I am going to share will at least, for those who want to listen, let me tell you, when you were talking, I thought about this quote by a philosopher that talks about, do not correct a fool or he will hate you. Correct a wise man and he will appreciate you. So
that's right.
Sometimes you have to know your audience. first, just start by knowing your audience. That's just really practical. Everybody's not going to receive what you want to share with them. And so, you know, the Bible talks about casting your pearls upon swine. There's some people that they're just not your assignment. It is not our assignment to get everybody free. And so, first, I don't want you to spend your energy on places that you're just going to be spending your energy. I don't want you to have treadmill relationships. So you definitely have to ask for discernment and wisdom to know, is this even a relationship that I continue a conversation with? Do I ask, can we talk? Or will I be based on evidence, not being overly critical and just saying, well, I know what you're going to say. No, based on evidence, I know where the conversation typically leads because this has been a pattern of behavior. So there's a book, and Brother Ron, you did say, you know, for me to share a little bit about what I do. So I'm a John Maxwell certified trainer speaker.
Come on.
If you're familiar with John Maxwell, he has this great book that I love to do. Yes, masterminds and even teachings on it. It says everyone communicates, few connect. So we all consider ourselves strong communicators. That's something that you'll put on your resume. I'm a strong communicator. But do you connect with people? And that's a skill set that you have to want to achieve. And so when people don't listen, it's because like you said, everybody kind of waits for their responses. Stephen Covey talks about that, you know, seek to understand before being understood. Don't just wait to respond. Listen to what someone has to say, and listening with the ears on your head is not as strong as when you listen with your heart. And so you listen with your heart, you can really, really hear what people are not saying, how people are in a lot of places. They're trying to be protective of you, you know, as far as women are concerned. A lot of times I know I'm a person, not with just men, women and men alike. If I have a message that I need to deliver that is not always favorable, I definitely take time to try and figure out, how can I say this without injuring a person? I had an aunt that passed away several years ago, and I'm actually her namesake. And I always remember her disciplining us, and I remember her guiding and rearing us. And it wasn't that she was the pushover aunt. It was just, I knew when she corrected me, it was a correction of love, and I never walked away injured. I never felt like she just beat my spirit down. But she did correct my behavior. And so when we start to communicate and effectively connect with people on a level, is I truly want what's best for you. I truly want what's best for me. We start to change our love language. And I'm not talking about love language affirmation. I'm saying the way that we speak. Yeah. And so for females, and a lot of it's just so stereotypical. A lot of it is how we've been reared. A lot of it is people have told us that's how we communicate. So we lean into what people tell us. If you think about any prescription, if you read the bottle too long and they say, well, your hip might hurt, your toe might throb, then you're like, is my toe really throbbing, or am I, you know, because subconsciously we take all that in. So we just have to really reconstruct how we think about ourselves, how we think about other people. But when you communicate leading in love, I need to tell, so Brother Ron, I don't know if this is just me and you, we're in a relationship and you seem to yell at me. So I come to tell you, Brother Ron, I'd like to talk to you, honey. When you speak to me in a loud voice, even though I know that you just speak loudly, sometimes it sends me to a place where I can't even hear what you're saying. Now, I'm telling you something that you're doing that's affecting me, but I thought about, how can I tell you this and it be in a place of love, in a place of resolve? Like, come into a conversation with a resolution already in mind, not just that this argument is going to be longer. It's never going to end. There's a beginning and there's an end. There's a goal, and there's a place where we complete it. And so when we both know where we want to go, because a lot of times we fight people that are on our team. If you hear any of the arguments, whether it's political, in the church, the people are arguing with the same argument. They just have this desire to be divisive. So in the end, they say the same thing. They say the same thing. Somebody says it louder. Somebody says it stronger. Somebody uses a different word. But at the end, the common goal is there. It's just we spent so much time in strife. And we've gotten so attracted to strife and being divisive. It's like orange is the new black. That's the new sexy. Like, let's see how we can argue. How can we create drama where there is none or there doesn't need to be any? And so in our conversation, I would say as a woman, to speak to my man, and I will be married again. So I have the man
speak
that
it.
Gets me is going to be so blessed. Well, he's going to be so blessed, Ron, because I've learned
you
so much
it.
About me. I've learned a lot about me, about things that I needed to unlearn. My mother was a yeller. When I tell you that got on my nerves, in my life, I was like, I don't want to yell. That was just a big, now if you talk about my mom, I'll fight you. I love her, but
I
took away from the way she interacted was she needed to yell. It was always an emotional experience. And the good message always got missed because it came in this aggressive manner. And so when we loved, it got drowned out. Good message, couldn't get it because I couldn't hear you. I couldn't hear you. You were talking so loud. And so we can't learn when we're talking. And so I'm a big one. I've said way too much because I enjoy listening. And when we talked prior to the show, I was just ready to embrace whatever because I know that when my mouth is closed and my mind is open, I can receive so much good information and information, period. I can chew the meat and spit the bones out. So when we think, you're not being smarter because you talk faster, because you articulate better, because the people with the most information are really, really good, effective listeners. And so if we can learn to listen to one another and listen to the heart of one another, we'll all be stronger in our relationships. And that's whether you're on your job, whether you're at church, wherever it is, and nobody has to feel cheated. Women don't have to feel cheated because a man has been built to be stronger physically. We have characteristics that are a little keen to other things. We're built to be more nurturing and I guess a little quicker thinking. And we have some qualities, too. And so because I have certain qualities and you have certain qualities, doesn't make one of the qualities wrong. It doesn't make one superior to another. But because we've started to have these conversations and these dialogues and sensationalize everything, it only is interesting when it's coming out as an argument. And so we carry that on into our houses. And we feel like if there's no drama, I tell you my book, I Am Woman, my chapter is called Happy Is How I Live, and I talked about coming into a place where I thought if everybody wasn't arguing, fighting, and all this chaos, then there wasn't love. That's how I learned love. There was chaos, there was fighting, there was this, and then come babies. So you got to have love to make babies. So somebody had to be fighting. So if you didn't fight me, that means you don't love me. You're not yelling at me. And so that was a lot of stuff that I had to unlearn. So the biggest thing is being self-aware and really looking at ourselves to say, what can I relearn? Is what my parents taught me, is what the people that have been around me, whether it's the church and the traditions, does it serve me to be the person that God has designed me to be? Or am I doing this because this is what I've been told and what I've been taught? Does it serve God's purpose for my life? And when we do that, we'll see a whole lot of behaviors, communication, the way we walk, talk, interact with other people. We'll see all that change.
Amen. Well, I'm over here listening to Holy Spirit God, and you're not fooling me, woman of God, because you don't mind fighting because you're so affectionate. You just probably really enjoyed the making up part of the fight. So I ain't going for that. I already know.
I have learned that we can make up just fine without all that fighting.
Now, that's the part of wisdom that have come into your life right now. You're like, oh, wow, I didn't know that we could still be this beautiful at making up and doing beautiful things without all that unnecessary fighting. But I want to go back to when you were talking about how we have this dissension and misunderstanding, and I'm going to say just straight up misalignment when it comes to communication, because somebody told me a long time ago, one of my mentors, when I really, really needed some help, he said the key to communication is language. So if you're speaking Chinese and I'm speaking Russian, we will never come to any type of resolution because we're on different wavelengths. Linguistically, we're not even in the same atmosphere. But it seems like people are always wanting to, we could be saying the same thing, but if you're not saying it the way I want you to say it, I'm going to keep on arguing with you because it's not even about the issue anymore. Now it's about I'm keeping score. And I'm not going to let you get one point up on me until you yield and say it the way I want you to say it. I can't tell you how many conversations I've had, and then people will say, well, why didn't you just say that? And it's like, well, it took me a while to find the correct way that you were comfortable with. I had to go through about three different options before I finally got to the one that you were comfortable with. And then I have to remember that, and I'll share this. Nobody's a mind reader. We can't read your mind. We don't know what is more palatable for you to receive. That's why it pays to listen actively, not listening competitively. I'm listening for the understanding. I'm not listening so that I can stay one up on you. And that way, when I do speak, I'm speaking toward the solution. That's why the old saying, and I'm going to talk about a little bit later on in the broadcast, that's why God gave us two ears and one mouth, because we need to do twice as much listening as we do talking. Amen. And then the other thing, woman of God, Leanne, while you were talking is that self-esteem has so much to do with communication, because sometimes people will misinterpret a talker as a taker. And that's because there are people that have used conversation to manipulate. But my thing is that when we heal from our past, we don't let our history hold us down. Our history now has actually propped us up in knowledge and awareness and discernment. But we isolate. We don't fellowship with the right people to help pull us out of the muck and the miry of our past. So we don't want to admit to somebody that I have an issue, I have a weakness, I have a proclivity, because we don't trust people. And that's another device of the devil. So I just wanted to share that because the Bible tells us to be aware of the wiles of the devil. And I don't know why we don't actively try to pursue what strategies, what weaponry, what devices are being used against me. And stop aiming it at the people that don't even know what's going on, because there's underlying forces at work that are motivating people, and they may not even be aware. It's called puppetry. They're being used by themselves. They're being used by external forces.
The enemy.
That are causing, the enemy that are causing grief.
Yeah.
And then we're looking at them, and then we're not getting to the real problem that is going on, and it's spiritual in nature. Now, listen, before you go, tell my listeners about your broadcast, how, what it's about, what makes it so attractive that they will want to come and tune in every time that you're on, and then I'm just going to let you share about as much as you like, and certainly want to give you the opportunity to invite people to be your special guest, because I know you're always looking for awesome people to be on your broadcast like myself.
Absolutely, absolutely. And again, Brother Ron, thank you so much. And just to put a bow on what you were saying now, and it all puts a bow on everything, because what I'm about to say, I am the loving Leanne. And when I tell you that name was dropped in my spirit when I was entering into this media realm, and I had to decide, well, what do I want them to call me? You know, what is the name? What is my personality? And it wasn't me. It was God that said loving Leanne, and it has up, because that is how I want to walk through my life. I want everyone, whether I see you on the street and you're a stranger, or whether I have to manage you on a job, whatever it is, I want you to know she's loving and her actions are loving. And so the universal language is love. I don't have to know what language you speak when you demonstrate love, because love is universal. And so my platform is one of love. Whether you see me training, speaking, motivationally, emceeing, I'm going to lead with love. And through love, I affirm and uplift people. So my station is always looking to have people on doing great things in the community, being kingdom citizens, and just raising up media into a different realm, doing media different. We got enough mainstream media where it has all of those angst that we can now, you know, it's hard to watch a program with your children. It's hard to have a conversation or listen to music that doesn't, you know, feel like you feel dirty afterwards. My ministry is simply come to, kingdom ministry. And so I look for people that are kingdom-minded. When I say kingdom, I'm so moved away from religion. Religion doesn't move me. If you have the love of God and the love of people, then you, my kingdom citizen, are welcome to share what you do and how you impact the world. And that's what I do, and that's the people I talk to. So my show is an extension of the red carpets that you might see me do at a movie premiere or a concert or an awards show. I bring people on, and I give them the red carpet treatment because there's so many of us out here. I do still believe that there's more of us than we think. It's just those people that like mess. They're just louder than us. They're just louder.
That's all.
They get more attention, but we are not alone. There are some genuinely good-hearted, God-fearing people out here, and we are all searching for one another. And so my platform is to expose those people, to give them the exposure and the opportunity that if their name never makes it on a billboard, if they're never on the best book time-selling, you know, New York Times bookseller, whatever, that they can come and I can share their story and they can do what they've been commissioned to do, and that's just love and impact people. And so I'm on AEG Radio, and it's AEGRadio.com. I air every Sunday from 12 to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, so your time, that would be 3 p.m. And then on Mondays, it's 7 to 9. And you you can catch my replay. And I'm also on VTV. VTV is a newer television station, and it is on Roku and Fire Stick. And you can see the Loving Leanne show there as well. And I'm on Inflow Magazine, which is a publication that is relaunching in February, but we have already been out in this community doing what we do. And our publication comes out. So, so I am part of a conglomerate of media doing ministry and loving people. And so there's a few places. So if you forget all that, what you can do is you can follow me on Instagram, The Loving Leanne, real easy, The Loving Leanne, or Leanne Foster on Facebook. And, man, if you are following Brother Ron, you should be able to find me. And I appreciate this opportunity to share and love, and I cannot wait till we talk again on my program, The Loving Leanne Show.
Amen, amen. I wasn't trying to plug myself, but listen, woman of God, if you ever need somebody, if you ever need a fire starter to come in and tell some bona fide, sanctified truth about the world we're living in and how we can find some solutions in God, in His Word, and by trusting in Him no matter what, all you got to do is just get in touch with me. I promise you, I'll be right there, right there, right there.
Oh, don't worry about plugging yourself. I already know. Look, because I know where the source is. And so He puts me into situations with great people. So as long as we know the source, we already know where to find the plug.
Amen. Amen. Now, is there any other way that you could be contacted in case one of my listeners, it might be a pastor out there that's having an event that might want to invite you to be a speaker at their event? They may be having a revival. They may be having a women's conference. There may be somebody out there that's looking to qualify their Zoom presentation. Is there any personal information, telephone number, website that they can get in touch with you?
Certainly. Let's go to thelovingleanne@gmail.com. Thelovingleanne @gmail.com. And then I'm on Linktree, and you can find all of my information there on Linktree with my every social media handle, everything that you need. So start with FiveLovingLeanne@gmail.com. Or, you know, I do check my inboxes, and I definitely respond. I would love to bring a red carpet experience to any church event. I do plain glass and stained glass. It doesn't always have to be a church event, but I love
That's
when
right.
I can put the word with my teaching. So, yes, but I'm very easy to find, Ron.
Amen. Awesome woman of God. You are a bountiful and fruitful branch in this tree that God has blessed us here on earth to evangelize and be a light and be a witness to the watching world. I am so grateful for who you are in Jesus. I wouldn't have you any other way. My prayer is that God will continue to bless you, refresh your spirit, grow you into more maturity, and increase your territory, woman of God. That's my prayer for you.
Amen and amen. I receive it, and thank you. And I will tell you earlier, you said something about a compliment, and I believe give a compliment, be a compliment. The value we add to others adds value to us.
Amen. Yeah, thank you, thank you, thank you, woman of God. I want you to know you have an open invitation. The door is always open. When you are ready to come back, if I don't get in touch with you first, get in touch with me, and we'd love to have you come back so we continue this kingdom collaboration in Jesus. Amen.
Amen and amen.
Amen. Woman of God, LeAnne Foster, with her saved, sanctified, and on fire for Jesus' self, was right here on this Fire Gospel Experience. Yes, we are. I looked up at the time, y'all, and I didn't know we had stayed on that long. I could have had that young lady on here for about another hour, but I got some other things I need to do. So don't you worry, none at all. We'll have her back before you know it. And then you can always go to Loving LeAnne Broadcast. She gave you the information. And if you missed any of that, she's on Facebook, LeAnne Foster. And if that's not enough for you, go to my Facebook page, because I already going to be sharing her broadcast on my Facebook page, and I'm going to be spreading it all over. And I want you to know, if you got it like Woman of God LeAnne Foster, doing those great things for Jesus, and you want to do greater and mightier things, get in touch with your boy. I'm talking about myself, Ron E. Jefferson, 870-413-0220. I'll have you right here on this Fire Gospel Experience platform, and you can tell the world that you live a life that honors God, as well as letting us know how you are blessing the masses. We have a commission on our lives to go to Jerusalem, Judea, to the uttermost parts of the world, telling everyone about this soul salvation work that our Lord Jesus has already completed. It's just a matter of us acquiring this salvation by faith. Amen. And don't you know, he ain't finished with none of us yet. Mm-mm. No, his choir boy can. Letting you know that we're not finished. God is still working on us. And, you know, he's singing about it way better than I can talk about it. Come on, brother choir boy, Cam. Sing about the truth.
Way to go.
I feel that I am lost and I fear
that my issues
are bigger. Than I.
Lord, if you're listening, please help me to understand.
My attitude's not right and I fight
the pain.
To hide the pain I'm dealing with inside.
I need you, Lord.
I need you, Lord, to make me alright, like you said you would.
And when it seems like I'm drowning in a sea of questions, remind me that you are there. You'll never leave one thing
Why me?
Why do I keep running back
to the things,
to the very thing you took from my grasp?
Lord, help me to understand.
For some reason,
I can't let it go.
I can't let it go.
I need you, Lord.
It's not clear.
Help me to see.
If I'm your child, then why am I here?
To see what you see.
I feel that I am lost and I fear
that my issue,
that my issue
are bigger than I. Oh, yes. And when it seems like I'm drowning in a sea of questions, remind me that you are there. You'll never leave one thing unfinished. Oh,
finish with me.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Finish with me.
You never left my side.
Finish with me.
Lord, I thank you for your love. Didn't have nobody to depend on. God, you were right there, always. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, no, oh, no. In one can wash away my sins.
Nothing but the blood.
There was no doors, there was no way, no pathway, there was no solutions until our God stepped into our situation and made things just right for us to be able to not only survive, but we thrive, we live, and we succeed, and to do those things that are great and mighty that we could never, ever be able to do on our own. Thank you, woman of God, Ashley Renee. I am. He is the great I am, but I am successful. I am victorious. I am healed. I am delivered. I am made whole. This is the portion of Fire the Gospel Experience where you anointed encouragers that have this gift of gab, I guess you could say, in a spiritually positive way Where you are sharing with us words that will bless our heart, enrich our thoughts, nurture our mind in word of inspiration. And I am blessed to have this young man come in and share with us words of encouragement to be born again with Sessions of Love. Here's man of God, Dion Solda Ballard, sharing word of inspiration. Again, born again, season of love.
No one
born again
can enter the kingdom unless he
born again.
Flesh give birth to flesh, but the spirit give birth to spirit. Yo, you gotta be
born again.
I tell you the truth, no one
born again
can enter the kingdom unless he
born again.
Flesh give birth to flesh, but the spirit give birth to spirit. Yo, you gotta be.
You haven't lost the vision when others do. Just make sure you never close your eyes, because procession is only bound by its beholder. Branches lose leaves while fruit decompose on the ground. Will this make a tree less valuable if its roots are still not intact? So don't lose faith in your dreams. Every year we have a season to harvest.
Born again,
I tell you the truth, no one
born again
can enter the kingdom unless he
born again.
Flesh give birth to flesh, but the spirit give birth to spirit. Yo, you gotta be
born again.
I tell you the truth, no one
born again
can enter the kingdom unless he
born again.
Flesh give birth to flesh, but the spirit give birth to spirit. Yo, you gotta be.
When your sight is in full bloom to reap its benefits from your upcoming season of love, born again, season they prepare for all greatness. Trading doubts from parallel into perpendicular, because you're crossing the threshold of your real purpose to enjoy your life. Mediocrity and strife, complaining what's about and right now right. When others you allow to instruct your motives and objectives, forgetting about our seasons that change, and yet people also do too. A time for love and also for pain. A moment for cleansing when all you once had purified will become stained. The important is to remember it's only for a season. That your visions are a celestial reason. So don't allow others to form treason.
Born again.
I tell you the truth, no one
born again
can enter the kingdom unless he
born again.
Flesh give birth to flesh, but the spirit give birth to spirit. Yo, you gotta be
born again.
I tell you the truth, no one
born again
can enter the kingdom unless he
born again.
Flesh give birth to flesh, but the spirit give birth to spirit. Yo, you gotta be.
Yes, Lord, thank you for that lyrical uplift on our fire gospel experience, Word Up. And I invite all of you gifted people as well to come in with your Word Up inspirations and bless us. All you got to do is get in touch with me. I'm so easy to find. I'm right there on Facebook, Ron E. Jefferson. I dare y'all to take your spiritual ministry to a whole nother level on this fire gospel experience, Ron E. Jefferson on Facebook, or just send me that recorded 3 to 5 minute word of inspiration as Holy Spirit God has touched your mind and blessed you with thoughts that's going to honor and praise our God and then bless us all at the same time. Send that 3 to 5 minute recorded message from your cell phone with a little soft music in the background, sort of like Man of God Dion Solda Ballard did, you know what I'm saying, to ronaldjefferson1@aol.com. Or if you want to do it live, get in touch with me, 870-413-0220, or send me that email address to ronaldjefferson1 and say, Brother Ron, I need to be on your fire gospel spent word of inspiration. And I promise you, I will get you right there with no problem. So thank you, man of God, Dion Solda Ballard, that word of inspiration. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I feel so blessed. I feel so good, like woman of God, Misha. God is so good, it just bubbles up in my soul. Good. I think that sister just could have kept right on singing about the goodness of our God. Woman of God, Misha, setting the table right here on this Fire Gospel Experience, because I am a living witness. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. He is good. He is better than good. He is gooder than good. Is that a word? Well, I'm going to use it anyway. He's gooder, gooder, gooder. Amen. We are embracing for our spiritual uplift from the book of James, first chapter, verse 19. Which says us with very encouraging enthusiasm, wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. There is a modern day saying that God gave us two ears to listen and one mouth to speak, because it's twice as important to hear than it is to speak. Now, I've already said that, but I said it twice, because I wanted to make sure that you heard it. I must agree. I do agree. How are we ever going to go beyond what we already know if we're not willing to drop the mic into the hands of someone else. I have to admit that one of my pet peeves, and thank God I only have a valuable few of them to keep me grounded, is when someone cuts someone off from speaking and then turn around and say, I know. And I promise you, I just get a cringe and just, tight feeling all over. My inner response is, Julie, how could you possibly know what I'm saying when you just cut me off? I didn't even finish saying what I had to say. Even when someone is going in a direction that you probably can deduce and presume, isn't it just maturely cordial and respectful to politely let them finish? Who knows? They may at some point take a deeper dive of understanding, knowledge, and intelligence than where we've already arrived. So, even with much practice and restraint of mind, we should be more willing to yield to someone else's opportunity to share. I'm saying, except in those cases of long-windedness, when the air gets sucked out of the room due to someone hogging the mic in an audacious display of self-inflated ego. Understand this, my beloved brothers and sisters, says James. Let everyone be quick to hear. Be a thoughtful, careful listener. Slow to speak. A speaker of careful chosen words and slow to anger. Patient, reflective, forgiving. Read from the Amplified Version of the Bible. We are to consider the hearing and listening spiritual aspect that is being engaged within ourselves. I have contemplated this many, many times. Repeatedly, our Lord Jesus admonished everyone with this verbiage of his. He who has ears to hear, let him hear and heed my words. Matthew 11:15. So we wonder about the depth of hearing, because we can all hear at the proper function of our ears, yes. But the distinction our Lord Jesus describes as listening affects and reverberates the ear's function of the operational level of the ear to the applicable activity of doing, which is in essence what matters most. Many heard our Lord Jesus, they did, but the hearing only left some in a query, as does many today. And what I'm talking about is with indecision and procrastination to follow through with what is being heard. Dear brothers, don't ever forget that it's best to listen much, speak little, and not become angry. From the Living Translation of the Bible. And then from the Message Bible, those same scriptures read like this. Post this at every and all intersection, dear friend. Lead with your ears. Follow up with your tongue. And let your angle straggle along in the rear. God's righteousness doesn't grow from human anger. So throw all your spoiled virtue and cancerous evils in the garbage, in simple humility. Let our gardener God landscape you with the word, making a salvation garden of your life. Now that's written from the Message Bible of the Word, to go into a deeper understanding of what it is that we should be about. Then, unexpectedly, we are instructed to not be overcome with anger. So, why did the need for this comment come in behind hearing and speaking? Because, beloved, our words have the power of life and death. Proverbs 18:21 tells us all about it. So when we practice wise listening, our spirit tutors our mouth before we even have a chance to speak. Anger is an emotion that can quickly be manipulated by evil dark forces if we find ourselves in undisciplined moments. We have to be very cautious when we're angry, because when we're angry, you've heard it said, and I've heard it said too. I'm going to put my Christianity down. Don't do it. Don't put it down. It's always meant to be kept and upheld, even in the most trying of times. We rarely see how our ears and mouths are so intimately connected until after the damage of unkind words are spoken. And we can never take them back, beloved. Once they have been released into the atmosphere, they're gone. And then finally, brethren, as read from Philippians 4 and 8 from the Christian Standard Bible, finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any more excellent, and if there is anything praiseworthy, dwell on these things. Philippians 4 and 8. Yes, that was the Christian Standard Bible that I just read from. Amen goes right there. We are told to be more ardent listeners, to accumulate those good things that I just read about, that our minds will give our mouths something to speak about as we are being led by our own spirits, which is actually being led by Holy Spirit God. Hallelujah. Thank you for the leading, dear God. Our undisciplined mouths are what is known as a loose cannon. And that meaning, a loose cannon, comes from when one of those big old cannons on those old ships that sail the seven seas is rolling around unsecured. That thing is so heavy, it will cause more damage to the ship that it's on than it is to protect it from the forces that would destroy it. That's just our undisciplined mouths is a loose cannon and will cause so much damage to ourselves, to our reputation, and to the very ones that we're supposed to love the most. So, beloved, please understand that wisdom comes from those who choose to let that wisdom from others flow into their own soul. It's sort of like being watered. If we are speaking all the time and we are sharing our wisdom to water other souls and we never stop to take time to listen so that other people can water our own souls, our own mind, and our own heart, we will become like dry ground. So we need to be quiet and do twice as much listening as we do speaking. Giving you some good inspirational words that I'm not just sharing. I had to learn this myself, and I practice it daily. Amen goes right there. You tuned in to Fire the Gospel Experience. Giving you some good, good, good godly inspiration as God has blessed us with. Amen. Here's man of God, Billy Moody. Once we have learned and heard, then we can speak, and then we give God praise. We thank you, Lord. Amen.
I wanna say thank you, you, you.
Jesus. Y'all heard that man of God. He said it's just like fire. Shut up in my bones. Thank you, man of God. That's what I'm talking about. Billy Moody right here on this Fire Gospel Experience, thanking God, as we always do every single day.
Hello, my name is Dr. Addie J. McCaffrey, a.k.a. Dr. Addie, and you are listening to Fire, the Gospel Experience, where the fire is a moving, uplifting, and unrestrained encounter of biblical inspiration and gospel music. I am an inspirational speaker, author, counselor, educator, and the TV host of Wisdom Breaks with Dr. Addie. You may connect with me via Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube, just by looking up Wisdom Breaks with Dr. Addie. And don't forget to tell your family and friends to tune into Fire, the Gospel Experience, where it's all about kingdom building.
My Lord, we just want to be just like you, Lord God. If that's not asking for too much, we just want to just continue to praise your holy name. Because one thing we found out is that you never change. You always stay the same. The Bible declares, he said, I change not. And when you are perfect and holy and righteous as our God is, guess what? There's no need to change because you are perfectly and wonderfully and fearfully God Almighty. Here's woman of God, Bobby Lane, singing about how God stays the same. And we should be glad about it because I promise you, I know I am. God is not like man. He is far beyond anything that we are like, and that's the nature of our God.
Bobby, do it like you used to, baby. Come on now. Let show them what you do, baby. Show them what you
do. He's the same.
I'm so grateful that God don't change. Lord, have mercy. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Woman of God, Bobby Lane, for letting us know God don't change, and I'm so glad about it. I want to thank each and every one of you all for tuning in to this Fire Gospel Experience, for keeping me on your prayer list, and for tuning in to this wonderful, God-blessed, anointed time of praise to our God as well as encouragement. Thank you, woman of God. Lee Ann Foster, for coming in with so much Jesus joy. You blessed us. We thank you. We will continue to support you, love on you, and pray for you as well. Listen, I want to leave y'all with this final thought. Amen. And it is people that suffer from not listening suffer for not listening. Let me say that again. People that suffer from not listening. Suffer for not listening. Again, I keep y'all in my prayers. I want to give y'all over to Holy Spirit God to bless you, keep you, and cover you. I will leave you with this awesome young man of God that's going to bless us, talking about EHA, the spiritual. And once you listen with both your ears, what comes out of your mouth, you'll be an honor of vessel and an instrument of Christ. Y'all be blessed in Jesus. Holy, holy name.
Instrument of Christ for eternity. Jesus unveiled it to me. Heaven is my destiny.
Better be living my life for the Lord whenever he wanna be with. Better be living my life for the Lord whenever he wanna be with.
Instrument of Christ for eternity. Jesus unveiled it to me. Heaven is my destiny.
Better be living my life for the Lord whenever he wanna be with. Better be living my life for the Lord whenever he wanna be with.
All that I'm giving is belief and faith and the way I'm awakening the breakers. I play obedient instrument. To him I'm giving my all. It's never 50%. And even no empty slot to wear for his prophets. Together we got my divide to teach amongst y'all. To preach and I fall. Standing bold, yeah, we all whenever he calls. Maneuver the life. We know what it is. Ain't no rolling dice. We are the sound, the instrument of Christ. Instrument of Christ for eternity. Jesus unveiled it to me. Heaven is my destiny.
Better be living my life for the Lord whenever he wanna be with. Better be living my life for the Lord whenever he wanna be with.
Instrument of Christ for eternity. Jesus unveiled it to me. Heaven is my destiny.
Better be living my life for the Lord whenever he wanna be with. Better be living my life for the Lord whenever he wanna be with.
Instrument of Christ for eternity. Jesus unveiled it to me. Heaven is my destiny.
Better be living my life for the Lord whenever he wanna be with. Better be living my life for the Lord whenever he wanna be with.
Instrument of Christ for eternity. Jesus unveiled it to me. Heaven is my destiny.
Better be living my life for the Lord whenever he wanna be with. Better be living my life for the Lord whenever he wanna be with.
Cause tickets are lifting him up, sticking the word because of the book. Hearing the word, that's all I took. The movie come out of the city.
Better be living my life for the Lord whenever he wanna be with. Better be living my life for the Lord whenever he wanna be with.
Take out the weak in the name, he making us all the same. No one is ever a game. We went from dragging it to breaking the chain.
Better be living my life for the Lord whenever he wanna be with. Better be living my life for the Lord whenever he wanna be with.
So now it's no longer me that's living, the risk that is in it. Blessing every hint, descending on me, and I feel it, the Almighty G. Whenever your will be done, if you take me through a mysterious fire. So really I can't deny the King of Kings just sitting on high. And the day that I rise, look in my father's eyes. He held me in his arms, go fall to the baby that I'm. Feel the blood of me rapping around, you can see it even in the kernel. Keeping the heat of it burning and burning, your heartbeat is eternal. To him he recompense everything that I miss. And everybody that's before me in the heavenly bliss. What I do, I might do a flight, he's steering. And check on my loved ones list so that I reminisce. Hear me this, brought me from a state of a zombie. Buried in the street, but rose up and busting through concrete. Amongst these evil demons that was watching me sleep. This ain't no paralysis, Alice draining me to deplete. I'm weak. Heavenly Father, I'm thinking I'm coming in prayer. I know you with me all the time, but I can sense that the enemy is there. So take away the fear. Yeah, I'm with you and I hate them. We pay them, rack them, abate them, verbate them, shake them and break them. Back to haters, you take them. And I'ma be holding your hand. I'm staying next to my maker. I know you understand. Until you set me forth to go all out with the plan. So ready, I stand. Instrument of Christ that I am. Amen. Instrument of Christ for eternity. Jesus unveiled it to me. Heaven is my destiny.
Better be living my life for the Lord whenever he wanna be with. Better be living my life for the Lord whenever he wanna be with.
Instrument of Christ for eternity. Jesus unveiled it to me. Heaven is my destiny.
Better be living my life for the Lord whenever he wanna be with. Better be living my life for the Lord whenever he wanna be with.
Instrument of Christ for eternity. Jesus unveiled it to me. Heaven is my destiny.
Better be living my life for the Lord whenever he wanna be with. Better be living my life for the Lord whenever he wanna be with.
Instrument of Christ for eternity. Jesus unveiled it to me. Heaven is my destiny.
Better be living my life for the Lord whenever he wanna be with. Better be living my life for the Lord whenever he wanna be with.
Instrument of Christ for eternity. Jesus unveiled it to me. Heaven is my destiny.
Better be living my life for the Lord whenever he wanna be with. Better be living my life for the Lord whenever he wanna be with.
Instrument of Christ for eternity. Jesus unveiled it to me. Heaven is my destiny.
Better be living my life for the Lord whenever he wanna be with. Better be living my life for the Lord whenever he wanna be with.
Shadow, dear, my father, shadow, dear, my father, shadow, dear, my father, shadow, dear, my father.